Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
In those days, when there was a new king, someone had to run and send the message. Who's good at running? Who's good at running? Right, come here then, quick. I want you to start here. I need to run and tell, you see the elf at the back? Can you see the elf at the back? Can you just run and tell the elf there's a new king? Go, 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 go. And that's what would happen. When there was a new king, people would run and say, good news, there's a new king. So when the angel appeared to the shepherds and says, "I have good news," they all went, "Oh, it must be a new king in town," because that's what happened. Have the next picture. But they said, didn't they, "There's a baby born, but there's a new king in town." They were amazed, and they suddenly started to think, "Oh, now what did they have to look for?" Who can remember the three things? A real king with whose power? Who can save? And they start to think, "Well, I wonder if this is the true king with God's power who can save." The angel said, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Let's see our next picture. That was the message the angel gave them. Right, you're going to have to... Right, if everyone steps down a step, and then I think we need someone else to come and help hold Enoch. Do you want to come and help as well? Brilliant. And Timothy, excellent. Right, the next picture, please, then, Enoch. Next picture. Excellent. So the angel told the shepherds a message, didn't he? And he said, you've got to... There's a baby in a manger. But then suddenly, what happened? Who appeared in the sky? Angels. That's it. That's okay. That's okay. Do that one. Yep. Angels singing, maybe even playing instruments. And the whole sky was rocking. Can we imagine? It was a bit like a concert. Can we have a bit of arm waving? A bit of arm waving. It was like a concert in the sky. Because everyone was amazed with all this good news that was going on. Whatever the news was, it was amazing. Because you know what? The whole of earth was hearing it, and it says the whole of heaven was lit up. Whatever this news was, it was the best news ever because everywhere was rejoicing. But then as soon as the angels disappeared, the shepherds looked at one another and remembered. Oh, what did he say to us? Can we have the next picture along here? Oh, we've run out. Oh, we need to get the next one. So put this one down. Lay this one down, and then we'll get the next one out. Wonderful. Let me just get number two. Oh, we've run out of pictures already. Right, here we go. Here we go. Here's the next lot. Yeah. Right, let's start over here again. Right, Theo, you know what to do this time. Okay, stand up here. Brilliant, Harrison. There we go. Right, hold it there just now. So, everyone was rejoicing because it was such good news. But then the shepherds thought, now, wait a minute. What do we need to look out for? One, what's the first thing? True king. Two, God's power, who can
save.
And that will be the rescuer. And they thought, is this the one? Is this God's king? Is God's promise going to be kept? Is this his king? The only way was to go and check it out, wasn't it? The only way was to go down to Bethlehem and check it out. And we're going to do that now. We're going to sing about the little town of Bethlehem. So if you put that down, go back to your seats, and then you can come back in a minute. And we're going to sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem. So where did we get to? So the only way to find out if this new king that was born that the angels had told them about was to go down to Bethlehem and check it out. Now the angels had given them a sign so that they would know that at last the day had come when God had kept his promise. What did they need to find? What did the angels say the sign would be? Who can remember? What was the sign they were looking for? It was something quite small. Baby. Remember, the angel said, this will be a sign to you, a baby wrapped up and lying in a manger. And who do they find when they go down to Bethlehem? Yeah, the baby, what was his name? That's right, the baby Jesus with his mum and dad. And that's when the shepherds thought, is God keeping his promise? We're going to run down to Bethlehem to check it out and see what's going on. Keep going. The angel had said, go and look. So that's what they did all the way down till they found the baby. Stop there. They found the baby and they thought, could this be? What are the three things they're looking for? A true king with God's power who's come to save. Could this be him? And they looked at the baby, next picture, and they thought, well, he's a bit small. How big is a baby? About this size, aren't they? Unless you get a very big one there, about that size, but about that size-ish. And they thought, he's not very strong. What can babies do for themselves? Cry. That's about it, isn't it? You're absolutely right. Cry and not much else. And they looked at him and they thought, can this really be the true king with God's power who can rescue us? They didn't know. They looked at the baby and they thought, well, he just looks like an ordinary baby. But then they remembered something that the angels had sung. Remember the angel choir? Remember we were at our concert? And one of the things they said was, this baby will bring peace. Now, if you're of a certain age, you know the sign for peace. Yeah, if you're of a certain age, you know that, okay? The angels sang that this baby would bring peace. Oh, peace. Not just between people, but between men, humans, men and women, boys and girls, children, and God. And you know, there hadn't been peace between people and God for a long time. In fact, since people had said no to God, there had been no peace between people and God. Because remember, the people couldn't love God. Next one. The people couldn't love God. Their hearts were broken and they couldn't be friends with him. But the angel said this baby had come to bring peace. So he must be the true king with God's power who'd come to rescue. because he was going to bring peace. He was going to sort everything out between God and people. Here he is, the true king with God's power, who's come to rescue, even though he's a baby. That's who he already is. The shepherds couldn't keep this great news to themselves. There they go. They're high-fiving everyone, telling everyone, guys, you'll never believe it. God has kept his promise. He has sent the true king with God's power, who's going to rescue us. They ran all over the place. They told everyone the good news. Right, we're going to have a little experiment here. So someone on the front row, I want you to turn around to the next row and say, there's good news. And then the next row, can you pass that on? And we'll see which side gets the back first. Ready? One, two, three, go. Put your hand up on the back row when you get the good news. Yeah. Okay, this side won. Well done. Just ahead of that side. Well done. Well done. But that's what happened. The shepherds told everyone the good news. Because remember, they'd been to see. And the message, you know, that message that the shepherds were so keen to spread round, well, it's the same message for us today. There is a way to be at peace with God. Whoever you are, wherever you come from, there's a way to be at peace with God. Folk who come to St. John's, some of the folk here who come to St. John's, if you know that peace with God, then give thanks to him. Because it's a great thing to know, isn't it? Peace with God. It's not, we know we're loved by him. We know we don't need to be afraid of him. We know he's not come to be a spoil sport. And if you don't yet know peace with God and you're not sure what that is, run and check it out, like the shepherds did. Go and have another look at Luke's gospel. Or we've got a book that I can give to you. Let me just... The missing piece. If you want to find out more about what it means to have peace with God, do take one of those books. There's some at the back. But remember, God has sent us the true king with God's power who comes to rescue. Do check him out like the shepherds did and find the good news.